It's very difficult for most pop music bands to make it big. Even with the success of pop acts like the Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, and NSYNC, consider a young Australian band called The Lucksmiths. They've been touring the U.S. this summer, opening for better-known bands. They don't have enough money to make a video. Their concerts don't feature big light shows. They haven't made it big. But their music is hard to get out of your head. You might describe it as perfect pop.
Hey, Mike, you're busy. All this sunshine's making me dizzy. When outside, all my clothes dry. And if I'm babbling, please forgive me. But it's the first tint of sunshine. For a week or so, I'd say. I'm keeping well, I'm in good health. But I sneeze when I look into the sun today.
Take this song. It's called T-Shirt Weather. It's about, well, T-Shirt Weather. Not a challenging song, but maybe that's not the point of pop music.
There's my bike, looking dusty.
I'm Marty, I play the guitar, and I do a bit of the singing too. One of the main things you're trying to do with a pop song is get it stuck in people's heads so that their friends want to kill them. The more fans of ours that die at the hands of their friends, the more successful we'll consider we've been.
Do you ever feel bad that your songs don't tackle deep social issues?
No, if you'd heard the early songs that did tackle those issues, you'd understand why we don't do it anymore. We used to try and do that a little bit, but it just didn't really seem to work. I don't know that the pop song is the best forum for those kind of things.
T-shirt weather.
What is it about the perfect pop album? It's like a virus. One song grabs you, then while you're playing that one into the ground, another grows on you. The band, Marty Donald, Mark Manone, and Tali White, say they obsess about the order of songs for live shows and new albums, but all the songs are pretty catchy. This one is called Edward Sandwich Hand, about a weary guy who works at a cafe.
Come on, there must be more to life than cutting corners with a butter knife. Sooner or later, it'll turn into summer, and he's going somewhere far away from an 8-hour day.
Who knew you could put whistling in a song anymore? When did you guys decide it was okay to be happy and write pop songs?
When I started writing happy songs, there was a bit of an attempt to do something, you know, that was a little bit different, and definitely most pop songs are probably not outwardly happy, and I guess that's because it is easier to write a song when you're feeling depressed or whatever, you know, like that's an inherently more solitary state of mind. And if you're feeling happy, there are better ways to express it than picking up a guitar and sitting by yourself in the bedroom for 4 hours.
The Lucksmiths have borrowed the style of older pop songs. They try to keep things brief. Most tracks are only 3 or 4 minutes long. They make the lyrics clever, but not too clever. This is Smokers in Love, a wry pop song that's kind of dark. It's about college kids who waste their time discussing Nietzsche over cigarettes.
You keep the curtains closed and you hide behind the newspaper. You got yourself some nicotine in the nick of time. And even though the weekend doesn't really make much difference, you spent Thursday on your backside whistling Friday on my mind. Super supine. La 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 la.
Mark Manone and Marty Donald.
I actually don't know that all our songs are that happy. I think possibly the music is kind of upbeat and, you know, feels good and everything, but I think the subject matter is not necessarily that chirpy.
I suppose that our music used to be a lot more upbeat than it is now, but we're probably getting a little older and more cynical as we go. Maybe our next album will be angry.
Yeah. The Lucksmiths do Cookie Monster. Yeah.
Struggling to remember the last night of September.
The Lucksmiths have carried their pop music on the road this summer in borrowed cars and Greyhound buses. Expect songs soon about rest stops and highways.